I feel the Lord and burden upon our heart this evening. We have some thoughts for us. These are your prayers. And I have a sore throat for a while. I want to talk about a shadow. Shadow. A shadow is not the real thing. That's just like a tree, sun shining on it, see the shadow. Well, the shadow is not the real tree. It's just a shadow that the tree's making. And I thought about that things can be not as clear. Something in the shadow is not as clear as something that the sun is shining up on it. Or if we look at the real thing you can see what it really is. But if you just look at the shadow of the thing, well, you might get a wrong impression of what it really is. And I thought about in the twilight hours about now, and they claim that I don't remember what the statistics was. It seemed like maybe about 20% of all automobile accidents happen about this time of day, and in the twilight hours, just before dark, or just when the sun goes down. All you're seeing is a shadow. The light, even though the light's on, it don't look real clear. And a lot of cars, it ain't dark enough to have a light on, and too dark to not have them on. And you ever meet a car and just all of a sudden there it is, you know. A very, very dangerous time in the twilight hours. Very dangerous time on the highway. You might remember that. And I'm thinking about living in the shadow of things. Just a shadow. Not real clear. Not real distinct. Can't hardly just make it out. Almost see it. But just not really clear. A lot of things like that, aren't they? Yeah. And tonight I'm thinking about the Lord. The Bible says in James 1 and 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. No shadow with God. Everything that comes down from above is clear. Clear. No shadows about that. No shadows about that. When God does something, or when something comes down from out of heaven from God, it's clear. It's clear. Right as a noonday sun. You can see it. You can see it. It's clear. It's plain to look at. No confusion about it. All the confusion don't come from God. God is not the author of confusion. But all confusion comes from another source. Because when the Lord, in all of His works and all of His things that He does, and all of His revelations, everything He reveals, everything He does, everything He shows us clear and plain and definite. No variables with God. No change in God. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. God, a lot of things in the world now, you can't hardly tell what it is. You look at it and you can't just distinguish it. What's right? Well, some say, well, this is right, another wrong. Just can't hardly really distinguish what it really is. We know it looks almost like something or another, but it's not that really. Just can't hardly tell. But with God, it's not like that. All things come down from God. There's no shadow about it. No shadow about it. It's all clear. It's all distinct. And it's not. It's easy to understand. And it's easy to comprehend. And it's easy to see when God reveals it to us. And so tonight, I hope we can get our little thought before us tonight. That a lot of folks are looking through, you know, you look through sunglasses, you know, you really don't see just as clear as you do with the real thing. That shades your eyes, kind of shadows your eyes. You can see all right, but not real distinct. And so tonight, I pray that the Lord will help us tonight to be able, if we're looking through colored glasses or smoke glasses or things are looking dim or we're confused or we don't know where we're at or we don't know where we stand and we're mixed up and I see this and I see that and I don't see this and I don't see that. I pray the Lord will help us tonight to be able that God would give us something down from heaven that would clear up our minds, clear up our confusion, clear up our condition. And where we can get a hold of God and where we can get a hold of something that's clear and something that's distinct, something that is without any shadow hanging over it whatsoever. And so tonight, I pray the Lord will bless His word tonight. Amen. It said, in whom there is no veritableness, neither shadow of turning. No veritable with God. Everything's clear. Everything's distinct. When God does something, I've learned this over the years. When something is just not real clear, I've learned to just be very cautious about that thing. Lord, I ain't going to do nothing until you clear this thing up. And God, I know it also that God is well able to reveal things to you and I and clear up our minds and clear up our confusion and clear up our things that we're looking at and make it so clear and so distinct that we can see it real distinct and clearly before God. No veritableness. No shadow turning with God. No shadow. Clear. I thought how that you and I, how we need to leave a clear, distinct pattern. The Bible says if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, how will the people prepare themselves? Oh, our message, our lives, our words, and our whatever we do, it needs to be something or another that leaves a clear, distinct. I see it. I see it. Oh, if we can't say anything that's going to leave a state of confusion, better just not say it at all. Better not say it at all. And if the message isn't clear, if I'm living a life, a shoddy life, a loose life, a life that's leaving the wrong impression, somebody looking on me, well, I know he testifies real high, but there's some shadows there. There's some shadows there. Oh God, how I want to live tonight without any shadows over my life. How I want to live such a life that I can leave with my children, and leave with the saints, and leave with those around about us. Paul said when he got to leave a place, you know how I've walked before you. I've been clear. I haven't let you confused. I conducted myself in such a way that you know that I have walked before you. God help us tonight to live in such a way and walk in such a way and preach in such a way and live in such a way that we'll not leave a person confused and wondering what's right and what's wrong. And God would have me and he would have you to live in such a way that others could see and look upon something another with no shadows over it, no confusion about it. That person there, I don't understand just how he lives. I don't believe all that he believes in. I may not agree with his doctrine. I may not just go along with all that he believes or sees or something or other like, but I have to remit one thing, as they said about the apostles of old, we know they've been with Jesus. We know they've been with Jesus. I don't understand all things that they're doing, but we'll have to acknowledge that they've been with Jesus. Oh, God, help us tonight. These shadows hanging over us tonight, living in such a way that my neighbors, well, I don't know. Are there any Christians around here? I read a little story the other day, and some fellow said, well, I've never seen anybody really live like the Bible says. Well, somebody said, you go over there to a certain place. There's an old sister living over there. And he said, you just stay around there a while. You stay around there a while. And the man was, the story is anyway, that the man was so interested in really seeing something or another that he went over and he watched the old sister for a few days and come back convinced that they were somebody living just like the Bible says. Lord, help us tonight. The Bible said something about over there in Isaiah about trusting in the shadow of Egypt. Trusting in the shadow of Egypt. Oh, I'm not down in Egypt. I don't live like they do in Egypt. I don't agree with what they're doing down in Egypt, which is a type of sin in the world. But I'm just kind of living in the shadow of it. I'm not sure. I know they testify high and they claim to be this and all, but just kind of living in the shadow of Egypt somewhere or another. Just not really out in the world. Not really committing, going out in sin. But just living so close to the world that it's leaving a shadow in people's minds. God help me tonight. You and I, as the people of God, and those that would testify to be people of God. Oh, if there ever was a time that we should give out a clear message, give out a clear understanding, live, as I say, and preach in such a way that'll leave no shadows in the mind of the people. There's so much confusion in this old world. There's so much unbelief in this old world. There's so much religious professing in this old world. There's so much confusion in this old world that we live in today. If there ever, I say it again, if there ever was a time that we should live a clear, distinct life, it must be now. It must be now. Living clear. In God, there's no darkness. He said in him is light. 1 John 1 and 5 somewhere. It said in him is no darkness at all. He is light. In him, there's no darkness at all. No darkness in Jesus Christ. No darkness in God. He's light, and in him, there's no darkness at all. And God, and all, like I said before, in his word, is clear, it's distinct. He don't leave any confusion in her mind. He just come right out and just says just what it is, just tells us exactly what it is and what it says and all, and don't leave us in any confusion about it at all. He don't beat around the bush. He don't leave us in a state of confusion. When he reveals his word to our heart and his spirit reveals things to our life, it'll be clear. It'll not be no shadows about it. It'll be convinced. That's right. That's the truth, because it's the word of God, because it's backed up by the word of God. It's backed up by the spirit of God, and it don't leave any shadows. It don't leave any gloom. It don't leave any veils. It don't leave anything between that. It just shines out clear and definite right there. In him is light, and in him is no darkness at all. No darkness in God tonight. No veritableness with God. No shadows with God. Everything is clear. So all the confusion that's in our minds or whatever it is tonight, it ain't coming from God. It's coming from another source. And we're looking in the wrong place or the wrong direction. If we'll come to God and we'll humble our hearts before God and we'll be honest with God and we'll seek the Lord with all of our heart, God will just turn that thing over and he'll reveal to us clear, distinct, and definite what his mind and what his will is in the matter. I'm glad to be serving that kind of a God tonight. I'm glad that God don't leave us in a state of confusion. I'm glad that God don't leave any shadows hanging over his word, over his plan, over his way. He come right out and faced it, and he come right out and said, I am the Christ, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man can come by the Father except by me. Ain't no confusion about that. Ain't no confusion about that. It's clear and distinct and easy to observe. Because there's no shadows hanging over it tonight. Oh, may the Lord reveal himself to us tonight. And I think tonight, what a tragedy it is to live and have a shadow hanging over our life. What a disappointment to our loved ones, to our children. I'd like to read some incidents in the Bible. It talks about here in 1 Kings, the 15th chapter, about the 9th verse. And then said, in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Melchad, and the daughter of Bishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. As did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and he removed all the idols that his father had made. And also, Machad, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed, and his heart was perfect. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all of his days. Sounds like a wonderful experience, don't it? Sounds like a man that really became king. And he began to clean house, as we might say. And he began to move all the idols out, even his mother's idol and all. Didn't spare the family. Just done exactly what God said he's for him to do. But I thought about this man and how that it was such a tragedy it was. And over in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 16th chapter, and it said, 7th verse, at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou relied on the king of Syria, and hast not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host, with ever many, very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hands. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, shew himself strong in heart those whose hearts are perfect toward him. And it says here, then Asa was wrought with a seer, and he put him in prison house, and he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same day. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41st year of his reign. I thought about this, and there's some others in the Bible. Here's a man that had lived and been king, had been moved right in and began to clear things up, and had some, he relied on God, and God blessed him, and God slew his enemies for him, and won his battles for him. And he came right down close to the end. And then left a shadow. I don't know whether he's saved or not. At the last, he didn't rely upon the Lord. He didn't trust God. And he left a shadow hanging over his life. And oh, how sad it is to come down to the end of life's journey. Maybe I've been going to church. Maybe I've preached. Maybe I've been around the truth for years and years. And then I come down near to the end, and something go wrong, and I leave a shadow over my life. I leave my children. I wonder if Dad really made it. I wonder if Dad really made it. I know he was a good man. I know he preached the Word of God for a long time. And I know he told others how to live. But now, I don't know. I hope he made it. Isn't that a tragedy? Talking about a shadow hanging over our title, our life. Just something unclear. Oh, I know. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. I go to church. I'm raised in the truth. I've been around the saints. But I don't know. There's just something I'm not sure about. I really don't know where I stand with God. There's a shadow. Things are not real clear. The example I'm leaving is not real clear. I mean, it's not my relationship with God. It just, I cannot lift my hand without wrath or doubting. I just can't get up and say, I'm saved and sanctified, without a, now you better not say that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I'm all right, but I don't know. I don't know. I ain't been living just like I know I ought to live. I know I ain't been living. I mean, I'm doing some things that I just don't believe God's really pleased with.
I don't want to be lost. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be saved. I want to be a part of the church. I want to be a part of the saints. But I don't know. It seems like there's just a shadow. Oh, I don't like these things, do you? This is when I get in trouble. When things begin to look bleary, and I can't stand up and testify without being condemned. I don't like that. And you know, we had a message in our committee, brother, but you know, you can't preach unless you're living it. I know that's so. I've got up a time or two when I maybe just kind of trying to get out of a little blunder mistake I'd made somewhere along the way, and just a little feel like I'd grieved the Lord or something. And I get up there and hear this thing. I'm working on it. I'm fixing it up. I'm praying about it. I'm trying to get it all out of the way. And then I get up and it just happened. That comes along in a minute. I can't say that with any authority. With any authority. You can't testify. You can't preach if there's shadows in your life. Now you can say words. You can get up and read the Bible, and you can do this and that. But if it ain't in here, if it ain't clear, if we're not clear with the Lord, it won't have no ring about it. It won't have no effect about it. Amen. It won't have no penetrating power. And our testimony. Our testimony. They're holler. If I've been living loose and careless and indifferent, and I got some attitudes and I'm holding some things in my heart, my testimony is just sound like brass, tingling brass. Tingling brass. Well, I can testify. We can all sing, we can testify, we can get up and say words. But if there's a shadow hanging over my title, then that's going to keep that testimony or that preaching or that singing or that witnessing, whatever I'm trying to do for the Lord, that's going to leave a little shadow over that thing. You know, I can almost go to prayer meeting and tell how folks been living that week. You know, you can almost tell how they've been living that week. What they've been doing with their last couple of days. You know? Some of them just come in and scoot down the seat. I've been tempted to go to prayer meeting sometime and just not say nothing, see what happens. Well, somebody will be there. Somebody's been in the closet with God. Somebody's been reading the Bible and reading a good faith book of some kind or another. And he can't hardly wait to get there to tell about it. And oh, it rings out and tears swell up. And it just stirs the whole camp. But somebody's been slothful, been lazy, been indifferent, no time for God. Well, I thank the Lord I'm saved. Well, that's a good testimony. But I tell you what, you won't stay saved very long like that. If you keep going like that, you won't stay saved very long. You won't even have that testimony. Shadow hanging over my testimony. Shadow hanging over my life. Oh, people tonight, Lord, you pray for me. You pray for me. I'm guarding this thing with all of my heart. And the devil, you've already heard me tell, the Lord told me when he's going to take the wife, he said, be very careful. I've been challenged on that so much in the last year and a half. But God made it clear. I want you to be careful. And there's been a few times that I've got myself in a little place and that rang out. Be careful. He didn't say be careful. He said be very careful. And I know just as well as I'm here tonight, the devil would like to get something on me. And he'd like to get something on you. He don't have to kill you. He don't have to destroy you. He don't have to really cause you to backslide. But he just wants to get a little shadow over our lives. A little rumor. Lord help us. A little tell. God help me and help us. Don't leave no shadows tonight. I'm living and I'm working and I've said this time and time again, and I want you to pray for me. That when I lay this thing down, this old body down, and go and be with the Lord, I want the saints and my family and my children and my grandchildren to be able to walk by and say we have no concern about where Dad went to. We know where Brother Mark, Brother B, we know where they went to. Isn't that what we want to leave? A man that was considered the wisest man that ever lived in the world. God said, just ask whatever you want, I'll give it to you. And he said, give me wisdom that I might know how to discern between good and evil. We could use that today, couldn't we? A lot of things are not very clear today, aren't they? The devil has succeeded in getting some things, kind of shadows hanging over some things. Sometimes the real line, the devil likes to get that line and kind of blur it for us. But the word of God, still that plumb line, is still hanging right down through the middle of the thing. And it's no shadow with it, and no variableness with it. There's no shadow of his turning. It still means the same thing tonight it always meant. It still teaches the same thing it always taught. The Bible is still the same. God's still the same. Truth's still the same. Church is still the same. Saints is still the same. The line is still right there clear. But oh, the devil would like to blur it. He'd like to blur it in my life if he could. He can't put it out. He can't change that plumb line. The Lord hung it there and he said, I'm not going by this way anymore. It'll be hanging there till I come back. Still hanging there today. A very distinct, clear line between sin and between wickedness. Between the world and between God. Between the church and between the devil. Between the church and all other false movements. Amen. But oh, how the devil has succeeded in causing a lot of shadows and a lot of blurry things around. Some people going around now and saying, who is right? What is right? Which church is right? Which group is right? Which people is right? I tell you what's right. The Word of God is right. This is right. Ain't no variables with it. Ain't no shadows hanging over this. It's when we get out of the Word. It's when we get our own man's opinions, a man's doctrine, man's ways, fleshly ways, man's wisdom. That's when we get in trouble. That's when the line begins to keep blurry. But the Word of God still reads the same. And the church of God is still a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. It's clear and distinct. The people of God, a real, true saint of God, walking in the light and all the truth that no one understands, still stands out in the crowd. Amen. See it in their countenance. Praise God. No distinction. No blurry there. God wants me to be like that. He wants. When people look at me or look at you, he wants us to leave a clear, distinct image If I look like the world, I'm going to hang a shadow over my testimony. If I dress like the world, I'm going to leave a shadow over my testimony. If I live just as close to the world as I possibly can and still try to live in the church too, that's going to leave a blur, a shadow, isn't it? It's going to leave a shadow. God help us to get so far away from the world, the evils of the world I'm talking about, the ways of the world, the styles of the world, the ways of the world. Let us get so far away from that, get over into the very mix, in the very center of God's will, get in the very heel of Zion, get right down in the very closeness to God, to where it's no hard to be distinguished. There's a child of God. I don't know. They testify how, but I don't know. When I hear them talking, I don't know. Lord, help us tonight. Oh, we need this tonight. I hope you bear with me tonight with my burden. And I hope everyone here will be able to understand what we're saying. But we're living in a time, as we all know, that our world is, nothing is absolute. We're living in a nation that's ready to fall. Amen. Yeah. You don't think God's going to allow it to go on like it is? There's one or two things going to happen in the next few years. Jesus is going to come. Or this nation we live in is in for a great change. You can't go around murdering 1.5 million babies a year. You can't go along justifying all these lifestyles. We got men running for president, and I'm not a politician, don't take no interest in those things, very little, pray for them, but has no standards except any lifestyle. You live any lifestyle you want to live, that's all right. How can people with that kind of mind run a country? Oh, if there ever was, I'll say it again, a time for the church and us as the people of God, that we need to get a hold of God in such a way that we get such a clear, definite relationship experience with the Lord. We get our heart, our mind, our soul. And we get into this thing with all of our heart and live and act and talk and look and be a life without any shadows hanging over. Oh, it's needed, folks. It's very much needed in the world today. God help us. The Bible says, your epistles known and read of all men. You're ambassadors. You know we're ambassadors in this old world? You know we're representing Jesus Christ to the world? And in Jesus Christ there's no darkness at all. And there's no variableness with Him. There's no shadows hanging over Him. What He said it clear. He said it distinctly. And he had the goods to back it up. And He didn't leave it. Surely, as He read on the cross there, surely He was the Son of God. He must have been. Surely He was the Son of God. He lived and He died and He went to the cross and gave up the ghost, and they had to write, surely He was the Son of God. Didn't leave anybody. And when John, sent John's disciples, sent him down there to where Jesus was to find out if He was the Christ, He didn't tell them he was the Christ. He said, just go back and tell them that blind eyes are being opened, the lame's being healed, and God is working, and my miracles are working. Left no confusion about it all. He didn't have to go around saying who he was. He didn't have to go around boasting who he was. Surely this is the Son of God. And those disciples I mentioned earlier, we don't know about these fellows, where they get all this at. But we have to acknowledge one thing. They've been with Jesus. They've been with Jesus. Oh, this wise man, King Solomon, with all the wisdom that he had, it said when he got old, his wives turned his heart away from God. Wasn't that sad? I don't want to die like that, do you? I don't know all about it, just exactly what happened to Solomon. But I know one thing. He left a question, didn't he? He left a question in our minds. Did he really go to heaven? It said in the wives that God had warned him against and told him not to partake of that, not to marry those. But when he got old, his wives turned his heart away from God. Oh, Lord. Somebody says, well, this ain't too bad. Oh, what am I trying to say? Medical technology, they've invented a lot of things. And you can just go down and get you a little, go in the office and get your cataracts taken off. I'll tell you what it'll do for you. Maybe you'll be able to see again. But it'll leave a shadow. You lose your testimony. Amen. I'm sitting there on the porch the other night, even after 18 months, and sitting there by myself on the porch, and I let my paper down and started to speak to my wife. A little while after she was gone, I'm sitting there reading a little story in a magazine or something about cancer, and little old lump in the breast. I said, you know, all you got to do is just go down, and that when you find it, when it's real small, they can cut it out. And I don't say they can't do these things. They even got it more simpler now. They just put it, a lot of them just put a needle in and draw it out. And I said, Lord, that seems so simple. Why, Lord, it would have been such a simple thing for you. And the thought devil puts in, well, you could have done that and she'd have. She'd have still been here. And I'm sitting there listening to this, and I recognized it was the devil. And I said, then I thought, you know, I preached all these years to people. I got spiritual children all around over the country. I got my own children and my grandchildren. Yes. Maybe I could have still had her. But then I would have been ashamed. I'd have been ashamed to come to Monarch. I said, Lord, I'm glad for the way it turned out. I'm glad for the way it turned out. I wouldn't want it any other way. Wouldn't that have been something for Sister Verna to have done that? Wouldn't it be something for you to do that? Saints, all that's here tonight, let's don't leave no shadows.
And us don't live to leave a shadow. Let's live and conduct ourselves and get a hold of God in such a way, get endued with power from on high, get some anointing in our life, and live so close in prayer and in secret relationship with God, be filled with His Spirit, filled with His love, filled with His power, till we can walk right around wherever we are. There, I don't understand that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. I don't know why they live the way they do, but there's something distinguished about them that's different from anybody else. I believe that's what God wants us to be. With God, there's no shadows. But shadows are turning. Poor old Judas. Bless his heart. I hope he made it, but I doubt it. No. He was one of 12. Wasn't he? One of 12. God chose him one of 12. And then one time he came along, came to the people, disciples, and he says, he came, I mean, it was only 11 there. You know, that's a sad story to me. See somebody got caught up in something. Where's brother so-and-so? Oh, he don't come around anymore. Where's sister so-and-so? Where, is she still coming to? No, she don't come around anymore. That's always sad, isn't it? Somebody's had a good testimony. Somebody sat right under this tabernacle and maybe testified right here. Maybe had a bright countenance. It hurts me worse than anything I know of. Yeah. To see somebody start drifting towards the world. You can tell it. There's a shadow begins to come over. Their testimony gets stale. Amen. And then they lose interest in coming. And then the next time they show up, you can tell they've been working on themselves. They've been changing their appearance. They've cut something off or taking something off or put something on. That's sad, isn't it? Leaving a shadow over those things. And Judas came along, went out there, throwed the 30 pieces of silver down, went out taking his own life. Oh, that's a shadow, isn't it? Turning. Esau, when he would have repented. You know, we just believe, we always believe, and we preach, well, if you repent, God will forgive you. Well, Esau came back, and he said he found no place of repentance. Lost his inheritance, died. Went out into eternity, shadow hanging over. The Lord help you and I tonight. Paul said something one time about the work's sake. The work's sake. You know, I need to be concerned about the work of the Lord. You say, well, that's just me. That ain't going to hurt nobody. That ain't going to hinder nobody. Yes, it does too. It sure does. No man liveth to himself. No man dieth to himself. So, I would rather, I'm going to testify a little strong right here, but I mean it. I would rather lay down right here now and die than I would to bring a reproach on the work of God. Would you?
You know, there's something about the works thing.
Oh, yeah, I could do something. I could do something. I can go get it cut off or cut out.
But there's something about the works thing.
God wants me and He wants you to be able, be willing to die for the work's sake. For the cause of God.
You're going to die anyway sometime. A shadow hanging over my title. Well, Bible said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Saints, let me encourage you tonight. And I'll need your prayers real bad one of these days soon. I'm going to go die too here one of these days. I'm in the dying age. Brought that out over home. Us old World War II veterans, we're in the dying age. This is a dying age we're in. And you look in your paper and your obituaries, and most of them are 69 or 70 years old. That's right, and hitting me right in the face. And I'm going to need your prayers. But I want to die the death of the righteous. I want to die the death of the righteous. I want to leave a testimony as one of old that I please God, that I walk with the Lord. And I want my life to be to where it won't leave folks in confusion about what I'm living. And I want God to enable us to preach the word of God in a way that won't leave no shadows or no confusions. We want to teach it that way, and we want to live it like that, to where it'll leave no shadow hanging over. God help us tonight. I believe there's an old song used to say something about reading your title clear. Reading your title clear. I wonder tonight, can we all read our title clear? Is there any shadows between you and the Lord? Let me tell you, God can make it very clear. God can witness your heart tonight. If you got confusion in your mind and you don't know where you just stand with God altogether, if you'll just come and humble your heart to God, I guarantee you tonight that He'll clear that thing up. He'll clear that thing up. Because God, there's no shadows with God. See? He don't work that way. When God does something, if it ain't clear, it's the ain't of God. Amen. God don't leave any shadows. He don't leave any confusion. No darkness in Him at all. And we can have a clear witness and a clear experience, a clear relationship. And we can stand up and testify without doubting. And we can stand up and testify with some authority. Getting back to that thought for just a moment. We need some authority. God spoke. Jesus spoke as one that had authority. We need some authority against the devil. We need some authority. Jesus come along and the boy was possessed or devil or whatever it was, and He brought him to the disciples, and they couldn't do it. And they went to Jesus, why can't we do it? Well, they said, this kind of don't go but fast and fair. But right down below that, I read just below that the other day. And if you'll read just down below that a little, it tells about two men that had something in their hearts. And they was conversing on the way down the road, which one's going to be the greatest. I don't think as much of lack and fast prayer as it was, there was something in their hearts.
See, you can't pray the prayer of faith with a shadow in your life.
These fellows had a little, what would we call it? Exalted or wanting to be, pride.
You can't do it. It ain't because that God don't hear and answer prayer. It ain't because that God don't want to save, that the God don't want to sanctify, God don't want to heal. It ain't because of that.
But if I have got a shadow in my life, I can't pray with any authority.
And when those fellows was going to cast down devils out, you know what happened?
The devil jumped on them, didn't he?
And he said, Jesus, we know. And Paul, we know.
But who are you?
We need some authority. And the only way we can have authority is have a clear relationship with God. Amen? It's the only way we can do it. The only way we can preach, the only way we can preach the Word of God is with all its fullness and with authority and with a penetrating power. We have to be living it.
And that puts me in a closer place than ever by saying these things. But I still want to say it anyway. And that's true of anybody. You can't have authority with the devil if you've got condemnation in your heart.
If our heart condemneth not, then have we confidence with God. But if there's a shadow or condemnation, it'll keep me from believing myself.
You see what I'm saying? No shadows with God. Do we have any shadows in our life tonight? How about if we would die tonight? This is my main thought, that we be true to the end. This is one of the things that I really wanted to get in this thought, that we maintain our integrity with God till the very last breath has gone out of our body. Whatever it is, whatever we die with, let's remain faithful and true to God.
Let's don't give in. And let's don't give down. And let's don't turn to the arm of flesh.
If we've got light and understanding and we've been trusting the Lord, oh, what a shadow that leaves over the whole thing. Do you know I've been preaching for a long time? 30 years or something. But you know, it wouldn't take very much to ruin everything I've done. It wouldn't take very much to ruin everything I've done or everything I've accomplished. And it wouldn't take very much for me, after I know you folks all love me, you've proved that to me, but it wouldn't take very much for it to happen that I could go and just rather just not talk about Brother Salmon. You know, you've heard people die like that, you know.
Been around for a long time. Maybe priests or older saints or whoever they might be.
Oh, well, you just don't hear much about it after it's over. That's sad, isn't it? Let us consecrate our lives to God. And let us be willing to die for the work of the Lord. For God, for the sake of the work of the Lord. May God bless us tonight. Is there a shadow over our life tonight? Is everything clear between us and God? Is my mind, do I read my title clear? Can I do as we've mentioned about Paul today, there is a crown laid up for me. I'm saved, sanctified, walking in all the light and truth that I understand. What a blessing. What a blessing. I talked to somebody a while back, and I said that they having a struggle trying to get hold of God and get settled in the truth, settled in the Lord, been up and down quite a bit. I said, I want to ask you a question. I said, do you feel like that if you would just really get saved and settled and be a move right into the camp of the saints, so to speak, and just be one of the people of God, do you feel like that that'd be some kind of a lower class kind of, you know, kind of looked down upon, just kind of a lower status in life? You know what they said? Yeah, I think so. Isn't that something? Oh, Lord. I tell you, I told her, the person, I said, there is no higher place in this world. There's no higher calling. There's nothing that the world has to offer. There is nothing to compare a life. The peace of mind, the contentment, the satisfaction, the joy of living a Christian, clear, dedicated, consecrated. Word I've used so much the last year or two. A very intimate relationship with God. A personal knowledge of God. A personal walk with God. To be able to sit down and God sit down beside of you. And you don't have to be embarrassed. You're not afraid of him. You don't feel uncomfortable around him. But you can just reach over at night or just speak out so many times. I just say, good night, Jesus. He's right there in the bed with me. And when I'm riding down the road in my car alone, he sits over there on the seat beside of me. And I talk to him. Somebody hear me, they think I'm talking crazy. Yes, I talk to the Lord. They ain't nothing like that. There's nothing will compare with that kind of a life and that kind of relationship with God. It's so fulfilling. You won't have to be looking. I ain't looking for nothing else but just more of the Lord. I don't need the materially things of this old life to fulfill my life. I don't need it. I need food and raiment and shelter, and he promised to give me that. But I don't have to have. I don't have to have all these things that the world has to offer. Nothing wrong if you can afford it without going in debt over head over heels to get it. But I don't need those things. There's a place in God. There is a relationship with the Lord. What's that song said? There is a blessed pavilion, a sacred inner court, with all the world shut out. Now, Brother Simons, you're testifying too high. No. Whether I lived it or not, it's still here, available. It's still available. A relationship with God
with no condemnation, no fears, no doubts, no doubts about God. We might doubt ourselves sometime, our relationship with Him. But God can reveal Himself to us in such a way that there's no shadows. There's no shadows. Oh, you talk about praying. You can just ask God almost anything. And you just know the Lord's hearing you. You just know He's hearing you. You can just speak to Him and you know He's listening. Isn't that a wonderful place to be? No shadows. No shadows between me and God. Oh, that's what I tell you. When I don't feel the Lord around for a little while, I know we walk by faith, but I tell you, I got to have some feelings sometime too. I got to have some feelings sometime. Where are you at, Lord? I don't feel safe without Him. I don't want no shadows between me and God. And when I feel like that I've grieved the Lord, you're going to be looking at a miserable man. Because I get real miserable when I feel like that I've grieved the Lord. I get so miserable. And the Lord, I just pray and ask God to forgive me, and God does, and then I won't forgive myself. And I just lay awake at night. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Said that so many times. One time I done something, another, and I just kept repenting and repenting and kept repenting and kept repenting. And the Lord finally spoke to me. He said, I don't want to hear that anymore. I've already forgive you that thing. I don't want no shadows, do you? Clear, distinct relationship with God. Praise God. You know, never alone. Never alone. Sang that song this morning, never alone. You know, when we are all clear with God, and our minds and our hearts and our affections are set on things of God, then we're never alone. Never alone. God is there. He's right there. Is there any shadows tonight over our lives tonight? What kind of an impression am I leaving? How about my children? How do they look at me tonight? What do they see? What's my husband seeing in me? What's my wife seeing in me? What's my neighbors observing? What are they looking at? Are we leaving shadows in people's minds? May God bless us tonight. Let's stand and have a song.